Gualtieri added that what the policy does have to do with were those who had been arrested for committing a crime who were then determined by ICE as being undocumented.
This has nothing to do with how ICE is raised. This has nothing to do with your kids on the street. This has nothing to do with your friends that are out and out of the community. Because we have not and will not help ICE be raised. That's not our job. That's not our role. We want people who are victims of crime, people who are witnesses, people who need law enforcement help, need the police, to feel comfortable coming to us. And regardless of their immigration status, there's nothing we're going to do about it.
Isabel Souza Rodriguez with the Florida Immigrant Coalition said that her organization has been constantly getting reports of individuals who are pulled over while driving and then detained because they don't have identification on their person.
We do get reports of a lot of individuals who do end up in custody and transferred to ICE because of this.
Gualtieri denied that this is happening in Pinellas County and challenged Souza Rodriguez to provide names, dates, and places where that has occurred. Tampa-based immigration attorney Myra Kahlo said that the ultimate solution to some of the problems being discussed was to have comprehensive immigration reform legislation enacted by Congress. Gualtieri said he essentially agreed with Kahlo, but emphasized that that wasn't his decision to make. While always civil, Kahlo and Gualtieri later began sharply debating legal points about the basic ordering agreement.
I'm afraid that the local law enforcement who are doing this are committing crimes themselves. Because it's unconstitutional for them to continue to detain these persons. And then, with this improper documentation, handing them over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Gualtieri countered that if his department was doing anything unlawful, they surely would have been sued by now, which has not occurred. Towards the end of the evening, several audience members grew frustrated and angry with some of Gualtieri's responses and began shouting questions to him from the pews of the church. When asked if he would comment on the case of Luis Blanco, the father of six who had lived in Plant City for 20 years before he was deported to Mexico in February, Gualtieri said he was not familiar with the case. That response elicited jeers from the audience.
Well, I don't know who Luis Blanco is, but...
You need to know.
Moments later, another gentleman stood up to defend Gualtieri.
Everything here tonight... It's confrontational. It doesn't have to be. The sheriff is a good man, doing a job.
He doesn't want
violent criminals in our community. You know what? We don't want violent criminals in our community.
For WMNF News, I'm Mitch Perry.